Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Personalize this time of worship. Bring before the Lord an offering that is personal to you right now. You are worthy of our praise, and we bring you our sacrifice. The lifting of our hands, like an evening sacrifice, Lord. Lipori de sundele prateka, lepori de koshitea, libre de koshitea, libre de koshitea, libre de kuya legatesha, libre de pora malekete, ligere de sundele libre de dosha, libre de pora di kaya, lebaya la de kerovo sate, libre de poshate, libre de balagatea gadesh, epaya katea lagadea kata, lebaya kate. Shataya kate, libre ke karadesa pratekaya, libre ke poshete ya karabadesa, ligele parikate shate, libre ke paya la dekaya la badosha, ligele parinesa te ya karabadesa, libre deso te ya karabadesa. Father of glory, Father of glory, libaradesa kataya, we praise your name, libre de koshate ya, libre ke parinesa. Libre que vaya cadesha te, libre de sunna libre cadesha, le vaya cadesha taya. Oh, just wave those hands to him. E paradesha taya la baha. We bless your name, oh God. Hey, we bless your name, oh God. E paradesha taya la baha. Enna la barigada sande karadesha. Thank you for your mighty presence in this place this evening. Thank you for the presence of your glory. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of sprinkling speaking right here on this altar in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for the company of innumerable angels. Thank you for the attendant ministry of those angels right here, right now. Thank you, Father, for here you command your blessing. Thank you for your anointing. For that oil from the head flowing. Oh, shitengarino pradusite akaradesha. Thank you for open heavens. Ikarate. Likre nekanu no 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 sika baganga nanganana nanganana nanganindo banana de prande kinanana manano le inbreeding and the prending kamanana prate sandana de prande kandana na prande tata le ina de prade sete de praide de tata tanga ite de labate kanga de tata le de de prade tata de prade de malamana sunda nimna manana nanana de la la de sote de prande tata le ina manana de manana komana de tchengla prade de kala prade susi de kala prade de baga tenga tate le ina prade ke banane ke prade ka New dimensions. New dimensions. The Spirit of the Lord says it's not what it used to be. Libregadesha, say, reject the old garment. Reject the old garment, says the Lord. Reject the old garment. Libregadesha, reject the old stories. Reject the old stories. Kaligrede katisha katika pradisa pradikapahata. Libregade katasata. Likrede kataya. I brought you into a new dimension. I brought you into a new dimension. This is a new dawn. This is a new dawn for you, says the Spirit of Grace. Ligarede sota is not what it used to be. It's not what you used to be. You've never been here before. You've never been here before. Ligarede ushakada, you've never seen this before, says the Spirit of Grace. You've never seen this before. Ligarede, I make all things new. I make all things new for you. I make all things new for you. I make all things new for you. Ligarede sundeli bregeteya. Leparegetos. Libre de Kayalusa, new harvest, new favors, new open doors. Ipari de Kaya Likosha, Likre de Kaya, and it's not just for a moment. Ipari de Shakataya, it's starting this year, but it's not just for this year. Libre de Sute Kataya, Likre de Sute Yakata, it's for the years ahead, even, says the Spirit of Grace. Repori de Don't sing their songs anymore. Don't sing the old songs anymore. I've given you a new song. I've given you a new melody in your heart, says the Spirit of Grace.
Lift those hands to our everlasting Father. Father, we bless you and we honor you. Oh, our hearts delight in you. And it is your doing. It is your doing. It is your doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Lord, you are great, and we praise you. We praise you for your mighty works in our hearts, in our midst. Lord, we praise you according to your excellent greatness. Oh, Liketo, your greatness is indescribable. Leave those hands. We are going to sing the song of worship. And I will sing as we sing it. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be moving. The angels of the Lord will be doing the biddings of His word. And the will of His Spirit in that midst. You are great. And you do miracles that are great. There is no rock like you. We are going to sing that song. You deserve all glory and all the honor. And we're going to sing it from our hearts. You deserve all the glory and all the honor. And angels are joining us to sing it right now. And throughout this 14 days of Super Fortizo, and throughout this year, 2025, the year of quantum leaps, we are going to be seeing the great works of God. Every day, every week, every month, says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, let's lift our hands as our music ministers lead us as we sing that song. And may every voice be lifted. May every heart be lifted. In the name of Jesus.
You deserve the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And the honor.
Everybody sing.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we glorify your name. You deserve the glory. And the as we glorify your name. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
No one else like you.
There is no one else like you.
You are great.
You are great.
Do mighty and great things in our midst. Lebanon's Inkredeshkaha. The Spirit of the Lord says, you will see in your midst strange and mighty acts of my Spirit. You see creative miracles. You will see landmark miracles. You will see the turning around of hopeless cases and hopeless situations. You will see the turning around of what men have called impossible. Says the Lord. Libra de Sutaya Lakataya. Libra de Kala de Shataya. Libra de Shkataya. Lift your hands all over this hall. All over this hall and all over the world. Hear the Spirit of the Lord. This year 2025, I am with you. Nothing and no one shall by any means harm you. Fear no evil. Be bold, be courageous. Be bold with my word. Be courageous with the visions I'm arming you with. Be courageous with my visions in your heart. Take the steps wherever I lead. Speak wherever I ask you to. Speak the words that I give you without fear. Go wherever I lead. In the Nekaruse Deya, for I am with you. Nothing and no one shall by any means harm you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Shandili Brakataya. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, Father. And as our hearts are open, Lord, speak. I humble myself before you. that I be your very oracle to speak your word effectively, precisely, and accurately, without any hindrance whatsoever or any danger, Lord, of the natural and of human experience, that I speak your word by free course, that in this moment that there be a demonstration of your spirit and of your power, that men's hearts be imparted with faith and with wisdom, strengthened with wisdom, that grace be poured out in the hearts of all men, that men be enabled, empowered to be and to do that which the word says. Father, we give you praise. Thank you because we are being transformed in the same image of your glory that we behold. Our lives will never remain the same. Thank you for on this altar, upon this mountain, every prayer made is answered. Every answer received is manifest speedily without delay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed. And let the people of God shout your loudest, amen. Give the Lord Jesus Christ a mighty clap offering of praise and a shout of a big hallelujah. A shout of a big hallelujah. A shout of a big hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side, and make sure there will be no strangers by your side today. Let them know how excited you are that they are in church with us today, this evening. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to be here today? Ask your neighbor, do you know why you're here? Is your whole heart here? Somebody say, I am here. Praise the Lord. Now we are going to start what God has for us in this Super Fortizo with a series. And I'll see how God will take us through it. And I would like you to write that down. God's ancient secret to spiritual power. God's ancient secret to spiritual power. God's ancient secret to spiritual power. This year, moving on, there will be no more spiritual weakness. There will be no more spiritual helplessness. No more. No more. Where a child of God, a son of the Most High God, a believer that is a joint heir with Christ, that has a glorious inheritance in Christ, will ever open up his mouth and say, I don't know what to do. I feel so helpless. Never again. Somebody say, never again. It went with the old dispensation. You see, the dispensation of the old, do not wear that old garment again. Do not wear that old garment again. And one of the things God is doing is arming us with light. Kai, lift your hands. Did you pray with the prayer points today? Lift your hands. Say it in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father of all glory, that the eyes of my understanding are being flooded with the light of your knowledge, even the knowledge of your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm being enlightened, even the eyes of my understanding. I receive illumination. I receive revelations of the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I grow, I increase in the revelational knowledge of God and of your will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Shout your loud as amen. So God is arming us with light. And John chapter 1 verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. In fact, couldn't overcome it, couldn't comprehend it. There are challenges and there are hindrances and there are resistance that felt before now that they know you so well. That felt before now, they have mastered you so well. So whenever the enemy wants to stop, whenever the enemy wants to limit, whenever the enemy wants to hinder, he felt like he knows exactly how. But it's gonna be, the devil is in for a shock. The things that stood as mountains, as obstacles, as resistance to your lifting, to your prospering before now is in for a rude shock. Because you're being armed with the greater light. You're being armed with light. And when that light shines, what thought it knew you will be confused. Won't be able to comprehend. Kaya, maybe that word is for just 7 people. Let those 7 people shout their light and say amen. There is a light you're emerging with from this experience. A light that the darkness won't be able to understand it. Won't be able to handle it. God's ancient secret to spiritual power, to divine power. Simple. Write it down in capital letter. Fasting and prayers. That's what it is. God's ancient secret to spiritual power. Fasting and prayers. Now, you and I know that as long as you have been a believer, and even as long as you've known anything, that we've seen people who fast and pray. And sometimes you see that they don't get the results because you look at their lives, you look at the outcome of their investment in the spirit, and it's not anything admirable, not anything desirable. And maybe you have also been in different seasons where you engaged in fasting and praying and came out with just little, one miracle here, one miracle there, nothing really remarkable, nothing really amazing. The question is why? The question is why? The labor of fools frustrates them. The fasting of fools. So when men fast without revelation, when men fast without understanding, they don't get the most out of it. So the Lord said to me, he said, let's not just engage in the spiritual exercise of fasting. Go and lay the foundation. Let the people have thorough understanding of what a true fast is, and how to fast effectively to make tremendous power available dynamic in his walking. So we are going to start with knowing the basics of fasting. Everything starts with the basics. Everything starts with the foundation. Understanding the basics of fasting. I want you to turn to your neighbor, say, it's time to understand the basics of fasting. Let's start with defining fasting, the definition of fasting. Fasting in the Greek word is nestia. Nestia. Everybody say nestia. And so literally it means abstinence from food. Abstinence from food. That's what it means. Abstinence from food. That's what fasting means. It usually is used to reflect voluntary abstinence for religious purposes. So in the use of that word nestia, it's usually used to reflect voluntary abstinence for religious purposes. So let's establish that. So when I say I'm fasting, literally it means I'm abstaining from food for a spiritual purpose. I'm abstaining from food for a spiritual purpose. So let's get further. To understand fasting in a deeper way, we have to first of all ask, what does food represent? What does food represent? Food represents the needs of the physical flesh. That's what it represents. Food represents the needs of the physical flesh. And food has two major purposes. Two major purposes physically. Food has two major purposes. So when we understand what food represents and the purposes of it, we can now know exactly what we should be fasting from. What we should be fasting from. The first thing food represents is nourishment. That's the first thing it represents. Food represents nourishment. We eat food for strength. We eat food for health. And we eat food for growth. So we get nutrients. We add bodies. The body is nourished, and then we receive strength. We have health, and we enjoy health, and then the person continues to grow. Without food, there can't be physical strength, there can't be physical health, and there can't be physical growth. So the first purpose of food is nourishment. Everybody say nourishment. Come on, let me hear you say nourishment. Right. The second purpose of food is gratification. We don't just eat food so we stay alive, we stay strong, we stay healthy. We also eat food just to gain pleasure from it. So sometimes when you already eating your normal balanced diet or eating your normal meal, sometimes you just tell yourself, I just want to munch on something. Sometimes I just want something to chew. Or you have friends coming around and you use food to entertain. Or you're having a festive period, or you're having a festivity or a celebration, you bring and add food to it. And it's not because people who are coming don't have food, and they, because when they eat that food, that's what will give them strength. No. They may have even eaten from where they are coming from home or from wherever they are coming from. But you also serve food because you just want to entertain them. So food is also for satisfaction. For entertainment and for pleasure. That's what it is. It's also for satisfaction, for entertainment, and for pleasure. So in trying to understand fasting, you've got to watch these two things. Number one, if I'm going to be fasting, I'm going to be sacrificing food as nourishment. And I'm going to be sacrificing the second thing that food represents, gratification. Remember what I said. Food represents fleshly needs. Everybody say fleshly needs. Come on, say it. Fleshly needs. Need for nourishment and fleshly gratification. Now, I want you to keep writing. A man can hunger and thirst spiritually. A man can hunger and thirst spiritually and be satisfied spiritually. Just as his physical flesh hungers and demands for food and pleasure and satisfaction. Let me say that again. A man can hunger and thirst spiritually and be satisfied spiritually. Just as his physical flesh hungers and demands for food, pleasure, and satisfaction. So when we look at our fleshly and physical needs, our body demands for food. Even when you say you don't like to eat or you don't want to eat, it gets to a point the body starts telling you, eat or I die. Eat or I faint. Eat or I quench. However, your body just starts giving you that signal. And then you start hearing yourself say, I need to eat something now. Some people will even say, I need to take something that has sugar now. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm feeling as if I'm going to faint any minute from now. You see, that hunger and that demand for satisfaction, that demand for pleasure. Sometimes when you're feeling so good and you want to celebrate, your body starts asking for food. It wants you to celebrate with food. Maybe you are even full and you say, okay, let me get some popcorn, watch some movie. So you even go to the cinema to see movies and you want to buy food by the side. Buy some snacks because your body thinks of it as how it gets satisfaction and how it gets pleasure. Wave your hands if you're getting me. That's exactly how the spirit of man hungers too. The spirit of man hungers exactly that same way. The spirit of man also thirsts the same way. When a man has not taken water for a while, and the body is calling for water, his lips are dry, everything, the throat's dry, and the man is thirsting, can I get water now? That's exactly how the spirit of man hungers spiritually. I want you to turn to the bed over by your side and say to him or her, call him by his or her name if you do get to know their names. Say, Mr. David, if you want to understand it, that if you want to understand true fast, you have to understand spiritual thirst, spiritual hunger. So let's look at Psalms chapter 42. Psalms chapter 42, we are going to read from verse 1 to 2. And I would like you to connect with that person by your side And you're going to be the voice of the Spirit of the Lord reading to that person. The voice of the prophetic. The Lord will speak through your voice to that person. Read to that person. One, two, go. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. So God, the same way God created the physical body to hunger for natural food, He created a spiritual hunger in the heart of man for Himself. The same way God created the natural body to hunger for food, He created a hunger for Himself in the heart of man. An eternal hunger that can't be quenched by anything else. And that's why when people are trying to satiate that hunger in their hearts, they sometimes, when they are not taught well and they've not been exposed to the right gospel, they go into different things. Some get into, you know, chasing after more people that can be their friends, taking that by how many more people that accept them, that get to be their friends, their life is going to be okay. Some get into romantic relationships, thinking that if someone can start having a romantic relationship with them, their life is going to be okay. Some get into sex. Some get into drugs. Some get into physical foods. Some get into different things. All forms of addiction. All forms of addiction. And when you see those dysfunctional, destructive addiction, what you're seeing is a man trying to use natural things to quench a spiritual thirst. A man trying to use natural things to satiate a spiritual hunger that nothing else can satiate except God. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. Some get into work. They plunk themselves into their work. They see nothing. Once they wake up in the morning, if they even try, they just say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus." Pray, and they take their phone and start walking immediately. They walk and walk and walk until they sleep. And then they pride themselves that they work so much. They get lost inside their work. And yet, at the end of the day, the nagging emptiness never leaves. It keeps coming. There is something God has placed in the heart of man that only hungers for Him, and only Him can satiate. Only Him can satisfy. Get me back to verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. So pants my soul for you, what? O God. Hold that neighbor and read verse 2 now, and read out loud. One to go. I'm not hearing you. Louder. For the living God, when shall I come and appear before you? When shall I come and appear before God? My soul thirsts. So you see a hunger and a thirst in the very heart of man. Watch that. That's a very, very serious thing. Now let's look at Psalms chapter 61. We're going to be reading from verse 1 to 8. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There is one greater than I. You are the rock of my safety. You are the rock of my salvation. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. Oh, can we have a praise break here? Father, we give you praise. Oh, Father, we worship you. Father, we praise you for being our shelter. For being our shelter. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you, oh God. You're moving faster than me. You have been a shelter for me. A strong tower from the enemy. Lift your hands and declare that praise. The Lord is a shelter for me. A strong tower from the enemy. Shout it louder. The Lord is a shelter for me. The Lord is a shelter for my family. A strong tower from the enemy. Say, therefore I fear no evil. I announce to you again, nothing and no one shall by any means harm us in the name of Jesus. Let's go to verse 4. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Verse 5. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. I kalata sata. Rebrande katesha. The next time the devil wants to threaten you with anything, shout back, I'm not one of those you threaten. I have the heritage of those who fear God. I'm a man who fears God. You don't threaten me. Say, I'm not a mere man. Come on, is your spirit alert? Say, I'm not a mere man. Say, I'm not just anybody. Say, I'm a seed of Abraham. Say, I'm the very offspring of the Father. Say, I'm a child of God. Say, I'm a son of God. Verse 6. You will prolong the king's life, his years, as many generations. I know I'm teaching precept by precept, line by line, but please, can you stand on your feet? Everywhere you are, lift your hands. Lego shakataya. Begin to praise God. This is a prayer of praise, and begin to declare, Father, you prolong my life as of many generations. Father, you prolong my years as of many generations. Thank you, Father. You prolong the life of my wife, the life of my children, the life of my parents, the life of my siblings, the life of love sons. Akito, shall you prolong our years? You fulfill the length of our days. You fulfill the length of our days. None of us shall be cut down untimely. None of us shall be buried untimely. You fulfill our age. You prolong our life. You satisfy us with long life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Ikaradosh, our years as many generations. Our years as many generations. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and let the people of the Lord say a very big amen. Give him a mighty praise if you're here. Change your seat if you are by someone who is not on fire tonight. Give him a mighty praise. Find another seat if you are by the side of someone who is not on fire tonight. Hallelujah. Sit down. Verse 7. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. Verse 8. so I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. I'm not hearing you. Say, I hear. If you're here and you know that you will see the end of this year and nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken, nothing will be blackened, not in your household, not in anything that God has given you, give the Lord a mighty, mighty, mighty praise. Give him a mighty praise. Give him a mighty praise. Get me to Psalms chapter 63. Sorry. Psalms chapter 63 from verse 1. Psalms chapter 63 from verse 1. Hold that neighbor by your side and read out loud. Want to go? Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. You see what the psalmist write? He said, I'm thirsting for you. My flesh longs for you. My flesh longs for you means hunger. My soul thirsts for you. And the psalmist is saying he's dwelling in a land or a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. We are going somewhere. We are going somewhere. Verse 2, keep moving. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. You see the thirst and the hunger? Are you seeing that? Continue. Keep moving. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Verse 5. My soul shall be... So the longing of the soul can be satisfied. Just the same way your physical flesh longs for food. And when you eat, when the soul of a man longs for God, it can be satisfied. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. That is one way you know you're satisfied. When a man has eaten, how do we say it here? Belly full. And he has drank some good fine wine. What comes out of his mouth? He starts singing. Anytime you talk to me, how are you? You add a song. Did you notice that drunk people are always rejoicing? Merry. Anywhere, every neighborhood and village has the village drunk. Any occasion they are having there, once they do, bam, he will come out and start dancing. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Start dancing. Merry. So, one of the ways you see a believer that is satisfied and drunk with the Holy Spirit is check his praiseometer. Check his praiseometer. He's always rejoicing. He's always excited. Any morning, glory to Jesus. Any morning, oh, thank you, Lord. Any morning, he's making a melody. He's always having a song in his mouth. This year, may you never be the one people are always asking what is wrong. This year, may you never be the one that people are always asking what is wrong. This year, I decree and declare, your testimony shall be, hey, what's going on? You seem so happy. What good happened? What could happen in the name of Jesus? Verse 6. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help. Jehovah Ebenezer, my stone of help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. Verse 8. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand opposes me. So, those days, I had this man who wrote that book. I'm trying to get his name now. God Chasers. Yeah, people who are God Chasers. Okay? Okay? That's good. That's good. I want you to give me Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11. Remember the psalmist said his soul is longing and thirsting in a dry and thirsty land. A dry and weary land. That means in a time and a place of drought. Where there is drought. Now see, I know I told all of you to go and study and meditate on Isaiah chapter 58. You want to know what true fast is. And so I'm telling you now, write it down. The whole chapter from the beginning to the end. Don't ever embark on a fast if you don't read this. And every time you want to embark on a fast, read it again. It must become a practice. So you are refreshed in that revelation. And God will continue to open different layers and different dimensions of His revelation. The Bible is one book nobody can finish. You can't finish the Bible. Every single day, if you read one chapter of the Bible, the same chapter, every single day for 30 days, you will see new things every of the day. Is a book nobody can finish. So there are hidden truths. Revelation. Layers and layers of revelations that are inexhaustible. So don't say, I know it. No. You know it, but you have to come to the fullness of the knowledge. So there is more to know in it. You stay there and you meditate on it. Now, this chapter is talking about the fast that God has ordained and the fast that pleases God. The kind of fast that works wonder in the spiritual. I want you to understand this is very key and this is very important. In the spirit. And so see one of the blessings when we are fasting. Verse 11, Isaiah 58. And let us all read. 1, 2, go. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul. Where? Am I hearing you? And satisfy your soul. Where? And satisfy your soul. Where? And strengthen. So, fasting has spiritual rewards, mental rewards, and physical rewards. The Lord will satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden. Hey! Legusi brendeka. And like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Fountains will start gushing. Like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. One of the blessings you receive from fasting is that God satisfies your soul and causes you to start flourishing. Everything in your life starts flourishing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree today and declare an end to every drought, to every dryness, to every barrenness in the name of Jesus. Your seasons of flourishing starts.
Lift your hands and say, this 2025, moving ahead, I flourish in all things. I flourish as my year increases. My flourishing increases. Even in others, I will be fresh. I'm flourishing in the name of Jesus.
If you're speaking that with a believing heart, you better thunder your loudest, amen. You better thunder your loudest, amen. There be no dryness around me. There be no dryness around me. There be no barrenness to my walk. No barrenness in my life. No barrenness in my field. In the name of Jesus, my life is like a well-watered garden. My home is like a well-watered garden. My business is like a well-watered garden. In the name of Jesus, like a spring that the waters do not fail. The waters do not fail. In the name of Jesus, the waters of the freshness of the presence of God flowing in my life. The waters of the freshness of wisdom flowing in my life. The waters of the freshness of favors flowing in my life. Everything is working. Everything is flourishing. Everything is working. Everything is flourishing. In the name of Jesus. Whatever planting of the devil, I don't know who is it that is listening to me that was poisoned. Whatever the Lord didn't create, introduced in your body that was introduced by demons of infirmities, in the name of Jesus, I command it to be flushed out of your system now. Be healed. In your eyes, be healed. In your heart be healed. That chest pain goes. In your bones be healed. In the name of Jesus. In your lungs be healed. In the name of Jesus. In your bronchus be healed. In your organs be healed. Every cell of your blood, every bone of your structure, every fiber of your being, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Ghost make alive your physical body now. Strengthen your bones, strengthen your flesh. Be healed now. If you couldn't see, if you couldn't see far, if you couldn't read near, if you couldn't walk, stand up and walk, if you had any pain, check your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in your stomach. That digestive issue you've been having, the Lord has taken it away. That heart palpitation is taken away. Never again. Never again. Never again. That pain in your bones, never again. That growth disappears, never again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You better begin to praise Him. Stand on your feet everywhere. Stand on your feet everywhere. Put Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Tomorrow, we are now going to begin to teach us, how does God satisfy the heart of a man? How does He quench the thirst of the heart? If you notice, everything else I read in the Old Testament. The position of the psalmist in Psalms chapter 42 and Psalms chapter 63 is not where we are now. You know, many years ago we used to sing that song. In a dry and weary land,
where there's no waters, their soul is searching for you.
I can't even sing my soul now.
I've seen you in your sanctuary. Behold your power and glory. My lips will glorify you. I'll praise you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up your voice.
And I will say,
your love is better than life. As I sang that first song, in the dry and weary land, the Lord said, where? He said, don't sing that kind of song anymore.
He said, when you were in the nursery school of the spirit, you could sing that. You know, when you have a toddler who's learning to talk, no matter how the toddler mumbles the words, you appreciate it. Because you, dada, 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 my shirt, you. You know, they used to speak that kind of thing. Toddlers. My shirt. You say, yes, my shirt. A loving father says what? Yes. But when you see your 15-year-old child say, dada. He doesn't even, just calling you dada first. You say, are you okay? Then he say, my shirt. You will first of all slap. Bam! Because some demons go out. That way, the violent takes it by force. Or you touch the thing. Is it acute malaria? So some songs that excited God when you were a child spiritually will receive his rebuke when you grow up spiritually. We are no longer in a dry and weary land. In him we live. So if you say in him you live, when did you leave the living there? When did you change address? In him we move. In him we have our being. But tomorrow we are going to go into that dimension. Where God doesn't quench our thirst every day, he quenches it once and for all. You thirst no more. You hunger no more. Is it possible to live life satisfied every single day? Yes. That's where I live. That's where I live. If that's not your experience yet, don't worry. We all have the same heritage. We all have the same inheritance. We all have the same access. And you don't have to do nothing. I'll show you tomorrow. I'll show you tomorrow. There are many of you that battled with depression. Sometimes you feel very frustrated of life. Tomorrow I will show you. This year will be your year of every day overflowing joy. I like the way Mama Joyce Meyer puts it. He said, enjoying every day's life. I decree over your life, this 2025, you are living life abundantly. You are enjoying life to its fullest. You are enjoying God's goodness every day of your life. Lift your hands and say, I won't have one bad day. I won't have one off day. I won't have one dry day. Say, come what may. In the name of Jesus, I know who I am. Christ Jesus, my life is like a well-watered garden.
the spring of water, whose waters do not fail. There is a fountain of life within my spirit that never dries up, that never fails. In the name of Jesus. Hear the word of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Let's read and read out loud. One to go. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Lift your hands. Say, my Father satisfies the hungers of the heart. My Father quenches the thirst of the heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray tonight and I pray tomorrow, I ask that you fill me with the light of your truth, with the light of the knowledge of your will, in satisfying my heart, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let the most blessed give the highest praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.